Anger in and of itself is not sinful, for we are commanded to be angry, but sin not. Sometimes not being angry could be sinful when we see injustices committed before us. Anger is an emotion and many times used to describe God's attitude towards the idolatrous Israel. Jesus himself became angry seeing the injustice of the money changers at the temple in John chapter 2. The disciples remembered that prophecy that stated, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Now Jesus is the perfect righteous one, never sinned. So its anger was a righteous one. His zeal was justified. Now it's interesting that the word zeal has a root word, zeo, which literally means to boil. Now it's interesting that in our contemporary language, we use this similar phrase to describe our not so righteous feelings of anger. We say things like, "It makes my blood boil." Now this is very true and adequate representation of our physiological response when we are in anger. Our heart pumps twice as much. We feel the sudden rush of adrenaline, our back and muscles tense up, and our lungs expand as we become angry. Dr. Chapman, a clinical psychologist and marriage counselor, says, "It is these physiological changes that give people the feeling of being overwhelmed by anger and being unable to control it. In fact," Gary Chapman continues, "we can't control our bodily reactions. However, we can control our mental and physical response to anger." In other words, when people say, "I lost it," what they are really describing is the control over their own physiological response. However, the truth is they never really have control over that per se. It was the feeling of losing control of their physiology that made them react in a sinful manner. The truth is that we can control our reaction. In fact, if you think hard enough, you can probably remember a time you became so angry, but because you were in a public place, you held back your reaction. Perhaps the fear of looking like a fool outweighed your need to outburst in anger. So here's the hope that Scripture gives us. God says that he will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle. And if this is an area we keep failing at, it is not because it is beyond us, but because we have ignored God's way out from this sinful reaction. We have set patterns in our lives that have been reinforced over years of allowing these sinful responses to overtake us. We choose the fleshly response over the spirit responding in us. One good approach may be to have battle scriptures ready. Now, this may not be a quick fix, but I believe that if you retrain your mind to quote scripture first before you respond, it will bring forth a lot better results. It was, in fact, the method that Jesus used to deal with his temptation, wasn't it? We should take the time to seek the scriptures, find and memorize verses that can help us in our moments of anger. Now here's one scripture you can use. Proverbs 29:11. "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." Pray and plead and reason this verse until your anger has subsided. "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." Now again, you can't bring to death years of a bad habit in one quick verse incantation. This will take arduous mental and spiritual discipline, but it is our duty before a holy God. For Scripture commands us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Let's pray. Father, we just come before you and thank you that you allow us to see our sin, that you confront us, Father, with our reactions that you are not pleased by. We ask today, Father, that you continue to search our hearts, that you give us the way to overcome this problem, that you give us the wisdom to deal with these things, Father, in a godly manner. We know that your word promises that you are working in our hearts and that you are working us to be like Jesus. And so, Father, we repent today from our reactions that you are displeased by, and we trust, Father, that you will give us the tools to overcome this. We thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.